Yes, really busy day today down in Athlone here at the Institute of Technology, and yet again another very good day for Donegal athletes. Interestingly, the Masters Indoor Athletic Championships and indeed the Outdoor Championships this last few years have brought home a really big haul of medals for various clubs within the county. And very early today, in and around 11 o'clock, we got our first gold medal from Aidan Gillespie from the Rosses. He ran a PB, a new Irish record for his age group of 9.09 in the 60-metre hurdles. So that was a big start for him. And indeed, in a different age category, Patrick Galvin from Finn Valley was getting himself a medal as well in the hurdles in his age category. He got a bronze, and indeed he got a silver in the long jump later. And indeed, Aidan added to his tally in the long jump later as well. But the success story went on, and Sinead McConnell, she came out, and well, we know her history. We know the fact that she medalled at the World Outdoor Championships last year over 5 and 10K. So there's always going to be an expectation of her retaining her title today, and indeed she did. And she did a 15:54, a really strong performance for her, and a performance that will boost her, no doubt, as she makes her way to Poland in a few weeks' time for the World Indoor Championships. And indeed then, would you believe, a nice story and a nice link, her sister Katrina, but an hour later came out onto the track for the 800 metres, and again she's off to Poland in a few weeks' time to do the 1500 metres. So today she had a go at the 800 metres, and she was seriously impressive in winning the 800 metres. So a big result for her there. What else had we? Well, we had Geraldine Stewart from the Tyrconnell Club in Donegal Town. She won her shot put category, as you would expect. You know, she still medals in senior national championships in the shot, but today it was Masters, and of course she won it. And another Master gold in her age category for Eileen McGuire, Eileen O'Hanlon, as she was. She was formerly a teacher at Errigal College, and indeed at the Finn Valley College in Stranorder. She won her age category shot put event here today as well, so accompanied by her daughter Fiona. So she's got up the road very, very happy. What else was there? Cian Carlin, a really strong performance from him, the Finn Valley boy. He put in a really big performance in the 800 metres. That race was won by Shane Healy from Dublin, and he of course recently broke the world 1500 metres record for over 1500 metres, and he's going to Poland. It's all about Poland right now for these master athletes. The top, those that are the best in the country, are geared for that. So Cian was second there, and Mark Connolly, who leads a big group at Finn Valley and coaches a big group at Finn Valley, within about the last 30 minutes got himself a silver medal in the 3000 metres in his age category there. Martin Mooney from Inishowen earlier today as well, he picked up a medal in the hurdles in his age category. And Joe Joyce, he's 78 years of age. People will remember him as the Garda Sergeant from Dunloe. He competes out of the Rosses. He began his athletics in Castlebar a long, long, long time ago. And, you know, when he moved and he was stationed in, his first Garda station was Lifford. And he competed with Strabane Athletic Club, with Jerry McDonald. Then he moved to Cranford. But today, really as vibrant and indeed as enthusiastic as ever. And Joe Joyce won the shot in his age category today. So really big fillip for him. Really pleased for him, because he just oozes enthusiasm for throws and for the whole throwing story. So that's it. There's a few more things to come. Kieran Carlin's going back in the 1500 metres after a while. He just wants to see what his recovery is like, because he has entered for the 1500 metres. And Breen O'Donnell, after Sinead McConnell left the track, well, then it was the turn of Breen O'Donnell to enter the track, and he looked very, very good. Now, he's preparing for a 50k walk in Dunansk in Slovakia in about 10 days' time. But, you know, he really, really, really performed it today. He really looked very good. He looked technically good. He looked very, very sharp. And, you know, he'll be very, very happy with his performance. So, well done to him. And Then we had Isabel Breslin. Isabel from Finn Valley, she got a couple of medals as well. She got a hurdles medal, and she got a shot put medal of silver there. So it was a right good haul of medals, you know, and as I say, 1,500 metres or so to come. And where Trevor McGlynn, who competes out of the who competes out of the, he's the husband of Anne-Marie McGlynn, who we would know from the distance athletics world, who does so, so well. Trevor got himself a medal in very early today. He competes out of Omagh Athletic Club now. They live in Strabane, of course. So he would have got himself a medal in the hurdles as well. So as I was saying in the introduction, really a big, big day, a big, big haul of medals for the Donegal athletes. And so well done. And Patrick Galvin, I mentioned him earlier as well, I was worried that I hadn't mentioned him. So he did so well as well. So look, very, very positive. Great group of athletes, and no doubt they will be very buoyed up and ready to rock and roll now when they get over to Turin in Poland in 2 weeks' time, and some of them chasing world master medals, which will be very, very difficult. I mean, Turin, there's over 4,500 athletes from around the world entered there. But look, I suppose if you're in it, and there's some of these athletes, these Donegal athletes, will make an impact, but will any of them get a medal? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I was enlarging on the story about Brian O'Donnell. Yes, he's preparing for a 50k walk, and that's in Dunansk in a couple of weeks' time. And the indications today are he's in really, really good shape. So that's the story on today. You mentioned, Patrick, you mentioned yesterday the Irish schools. Well, the big story coming out of there was Sean McGinley from St. Eunan's College. He competes with the Olympian Club, a great performance from him. He finished fourth yesterday. He will be on the Irish schools team in the forthcoming International Schools International. So we'll talk to Martin O'Donnell today, who was competing here from the Olympian Club. That's the club that Sean McGinley competes out of. He did once again. Young McGinley did extremely well, and he's consistent. He produces the goods. He gets on the international team, and he gets himself medals in his age group championships through the year. So let's hope that John McGinley, on this occasion, a St. Eunan's College student, but an Olympian athlete, AC athlete out there from Glenswally, continues his good form for the rest of the season. So that really, I suppose, in many ways, sums it up, Patrick.